Welcome to AI and I, where we will explore the infinite possibilities of innovative education. Join us, Andrew and Faye, every 2 weeks as we navigate the intersection of technology and learning right here at Wellington Hangzhou. Welcome, everyone, to another podcast with Faye and I. It's me, Andrew, here.
Hey, guys, this is Faye.
Yes, and today we want to talk about all things, as always, EdTech and AI, but specifically, we want to talk about DeepSeek. This is something which has come into the news recently, and today we just want to delve into what are some of the differences between DeepSeek and the other most popular AI chatbot, of course, ChatGPT, and perhaps also to look at some of the news coverage surrounding DeepSeek and exploring that a little. So just to begin with today, I wanted to open up with the news around DeepSeek. And I'll let Faye start off talking about that, if that's okay.
Yes, I think anybody nowadays cannot avoid the news talk about DeepSeek. I think in different ways, DeepSeek is really famous now. And then when I will go back to the news to see what happened or what makes DeepSeek so good or so different, I think this one word keep coming to me is it's so low budget made, but keep at the peak performance same as ChatGPT. To be honest, I'm not that surprised. It does always sounds like a Chinese style. You make something, then Chinese always find out, oh, I can make it cheaper or better or update it on top of your idea or your theory. Yes, we do saw the news about, DeepSeek become so powerful and then let investors know that you can do this with such a low cost, low budget. I think that definitely go back to OpenAI to talk about what guys you were doing. I think that's what made it famous. Then I opened it, I tried it. I haven't downloaded on the desktop app yet. I'm just using the website version of it. And then there's something really impressed about that. Like every time I'm so used to you open ChatGPT, you ask a question, then you see the answer come out. The answer looks so perfect. But what make DeepSeek interesting for me is you can click button saying deep think, and then you can see how DeepSeek was reading your question, analyzing who are you, analyzing why you're asking this one, analyzing what's the latest update on certain topic. And then for me, it's much more interesting to read what happened when DeepSeek was thinking than compared to the answer they give to me. I have been using it for a couple of days. There are several functions I think the free version of DeepSeek can do even better than the paid version of ChatGPT. That's just my personal observation.
And we'll delve into that and compare them side by side. A couple of other things coming up with the news surrounding DeepSeek. Wasn't it the case that there are some, I don't fully understand it, but chips or something used to produce this software and China are restricted to them, which even more so makes it an impressive feat. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I mean, correct me if I get this news pieces from each other. I have heard that in order for OpenAI to train their ChatGPT, they were using lots of video cards, graphic cards that demonstrating their calculation behind this one. And then those type of video cards, they don't sell to China as much as sell to US.
Because of this whole politics and competition. Okay.
I think that's why China found a way to avoid this one, trying to use a different method, trying to use different chips or resources.
Because I read on from there that someone then said in America that they still had some, potentially, which has led them to be able to create DeepSeek. Whether or not that's true, or whether they've used other technology to do it, only time will tell, I guess, because now it seems like the playing field has been leveled. So if that's true, what that person said, then you would expect OpenAI, for example, to now go on from here if the access is limited. But we don't know. Either way, whatever it is behind this, it's impressive and it's taken the world by storm. I know that here in China, where we're both living, of course, often ChatGPT has too many users. Is that right?
And also in China, there's another factor of, we work in Wellington School. We have the VPN on all the time automatically. We even forgot about such a thing.
Yeah.
But as a normal Chinese user,
yeah,
they have to find different ways like VPN to get access to ChatGPT.
Yes.
That already creates a certain barrier for people to fully access to it.
And now you've got DeepSeek where everyone in China can access it and the rest of the world. And so it does say, doesn't it, sometimes that there are too many users.
Mm.
What is it when that happens? Is it a momentary glitch that stops you for seconds, or is that what happens in that process?
I have heard such news about DeepSeek was being attacked online by so many hackers or somebody from Western or other parts.
And that was causing the there are too many users at this moment in time, come back later.
Could be.
Okay.
But I knew that such attack happened, and then we found a way kind of protect the module. And then, but in general, I think DeepSeek was a big thing back then or even now. And then I checked lots of people to try it. Probably there are so many users online at the same time.
Even more people than they anticipated. Yeah. Yeah, amazing. And competition is a good thing, right? Because that is what creates the challenge between, you know, creators and business people, technicians, to then be bigger and be better. And that's where we're going. So that's awesome. So now delving into some of the key differences between ChatGPT and DeepSeek. I know that you've been using it for a few days, Faye, and I wondered if you'd like to share with us some of the things you've seen or realized regarding comparisons between GPT and DeepSeek. Share those with us.
I always felt that ChatGPT are so smart and straightforward to answer questions. I think ChatGPT has a massive big background knowledge. And every time when I have a small conversation with ChatGPT, the answer always so precise, so straightforward on the list of 1, 2, 3, ABC, then that's it, give it to you. But every time when I use DeepSeek, he will start the answer by giving you a very soft opening. For example, I was talking about some strategies I can use at school to help my children with emotional disorder. And then he says something like, okay, first of all, as a teacher, you can recognize that the children has a tough day. That's impressive. I'm so glad that you are reaching out to different resources to find a way to help them.
Interesting. Yeah.
And then in the end, he also says something like, I know that teaching our children is not working as a product. They come a long way. I really hope you find this useful. And I hope you can understand that this is not the answer. It takes a long time for you to implement or to help our children to develop.
Okay. So it sounds like ChatGPT is more clinical, where DeepSeek is a bit warmer.
That's my initial feeling when I'm using two of them.
Okay. And what else have you found?
ChatGPT has been on the market for a long time. I think they already also pick up some key elements that people wish to have. For example, I am still using the paid version of ChatGPT. There is a folder called Project. Means that this folder, you will have your normal conversation going on, but this folder will remember everything you talk about it. So I use this folder to work on my NPQ study. So all the previous document I submit, all the previous reading materials I submit there, he remembered. And then he always, when we talk about certain things, he always go back to say, oh, by the way, we talked about this before, or you have such thing linked. And also on a project, you can share the link with somebody else. So two or three person can work on the same topic.
So that's a specific collection of interactions over time.
Yes.
Okay.
If you don't pay money for that, probably every time you have the conversation, it's a new conversation. Or he only remember limited information you shared with him before.
Or it's all separate. Yeah, and it's or it's separate GPT conversations that you've had. And then, so you're saying within that project, you could go in there, let's say you've had 10 different conversations within that project, you could start a new conversation, but it could draw from a conversation you had a week ago within that project.
Yes.
Really good. And DeepSeek doesn't offer that yet.
I didn't find that function yet.
And so does DeepSeek offer a paid version? You said that was on the paid version of GPT Pro, which I think is £20 a month to get access to that feature project. Does DeepSeek offer a paid version?
I don't know.
I'm not aware it does yet.
Because I just feel like the free version already powerful enough to answer my simple questions. I think I haven't even feel like, you know what, let me try to have the paid ones.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And what else do you think you found different?
Maybe I can only speak for myself. I just feel like as a individual person, as a teacher, my needs from the AI are kind of very limited. I mean, the version, even the free ChatGPT, free Kiwi, or free Doubao, the Chinese ones, can already handle my life peacefully.
Yeah.
I mean, every day I open the news, I see a new update coming, there's new name coming. I lost track already. I just feel like it's more and more powerful, and it's way, way, way over my needs.
So that's probably 99% of people, because you're saying that, and I'm sure you use it more than the average person. So if you're saying that, then that's nearly everyone. I've been really impressed recently. So I'm still using ChatGPT. I need to go and explore DeepSeek to form my own opinions. But just on a side note, I've been really interested over the last couple of days taking data gathered from a survey we did recently, the whole school EdTech survey, and providing GPT with that Excel spreadsheet, having it analyze it. And it's been so good at producing graphs on specific questions from the survey based on the Excel spreadsheet. And then I've been working with it to tweak these graphs in different ways. For example, can you make the bars this color, or can you make the background this color? Can you move the title up here? Can you change this and that? And it's so cool. Like, I just, I can't believe where we are. And every few weeks, it seems like I'm, you know, telling my surprise, I'm surprised and excited by the new milestones that we're hitting. So yeah, that's just a side note that I wanted to share. I've been, again, been really impressed only in the last couple of days. Well, I think we've covered all of our topics we wanted to talk about today. So we've compared DeepSeek, the features, what some differences are, and gone over some of the key news stories. And I look forward to meeting with Faye again next week to go over our next topics. Thank you for joining us today.
See you next week, guys.